Crime in Belmont is becoming a major complaint, if not the major complaint, from residents living here. There are people genuinely scared for their safety and that of their family. Whilst crime is primarily a responsibility of the police and therefore the state government to do something about it, Victoria Park and possibly other councils are taking a proactive approach for their residents, so it makes them feel safer and it's harder for criminals. My question? Town of Vic Park has two programs running to assist residents. One is a subsidy for CCTV. Part of the arrangement is the use of footage for the police when needed. The second is subsidised security such as alarm systems, sensor lights and security screens. Will the City of Belmont consider assisting residents, as Bragg believes there is room in the budget to trim some areas and would be happy to assist with suggestions if the saving of money will benefit the residents with programs such as these two?
The City is currently investigating the viability of a similar subsidy-based scheme for the installation of security equipment. If such a scheme is approved, there will be an appropriate budget allocated for the upcoming 2021 financial year.
When will the City of Belmont be improving the street lighting, and will it be anytime soon, and increasing the budget for more tree planting to encourage people to be outside more at night time in a safer environment?
The City, as with most other municipalities in Western Australia, is not responsible for the majority of street lighting assets within our boundaries. They are predominantly owned and maintained by the state utility, Western Power. Any large-scale improvement to the lighting network would need to be coordinated, designed, constructed, and funded through this agency. Tree planting. The City of Belmont is committed to making our suburbs a more enjoyable place to live and work. Through the City's Urban Forest Strategy, we aim to increase shade and reduce the urban heat island effect by planting more trees. Sufficient funds allocated in the City's for planting of all street trees, with approximately 200,000 allocated in the 2019-20 annual budget. Additional funds are available for replacement of trees approved to be removed as per the Council Policy MB3.2, Urban Forest Policy Clause 5, Tree Offset and Cost Recovery. Since 2016, the City has planted approximately 100 trees per year in streetscapes and reserves. Each year, the audits a nominated geographic area to identify available verge spaces for tree planting. The City then writes to the adjacent property owner to seek their support for a tree to be planted the following winter, May to September.
In July last year, the City of Belmont councillors made the decision to no longer be involved with the HAC services for the seniors. The item in question was closed to the public. Section 523.3 states, a decision to close a meeting or part of a meeting and the reason for the decision are to be recorded in the minutes of the meeting. I could not find the reason. The decision to put HAC services to another provider could severely impact on residents getting the services from the City, especially residents who have had the same carer for a long time, and especially if they suffer from early stage dementia or another disability. So my question, specifically, under what section of 523.2 was the meeting closed, which mean the public get no access to the documentation?
The item in question was deemed confidential in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995, section 5.232, section A and E.
Next question, how many residents are currently registered with the City for HAC services?
There are currently 393 residents registered with community service section as receiving support via the Commonwealth Home Support Programme, 350, West Australian Home and Community Care Programme, 23, brokerage agreements with home care package providers, 18, or via privately funded arrangements, 2.
Next question, how many staff are under HAC and how many of these will be deployed into positions in the city that do not exist or made redundant, and what will the cost to the city be?
There are 18 community service employees affected by the city's decision to cease the delivery of Commonwealth Home Support Programmes, WA Community Care Programme and other related aged care services. These employees will have access to the appropriate support and services, along with having their industrial relations entitlements, as outlined in Section 22 of the Agreement 2004, met.
We sought further clarification from the city as we felt that question wasn't adequately answered. So we asked how many staff will be redeployed within the city of Belmont, and how much would the redundancy cost the ratepayer?
In relation to your request for further clarification, while there are 18 staff impacted by the decision transition, there are currently 14 community service employees who have the potential for redundancy as a result of the city's decision to cease direct delivery services. At this stage, a final decision has not been made on the number of redeployees and redundancies. Therefore, we are unable to provide information regarding final numbers and costing.
Next question. Presumably, other HAC providers do not do it for charity and they make money. If the city was given a grant for the same amount as any other provider who takes it over, how come they can make money and presumably the city does not? Does this mean the city is not as efficient as other providers?
Approximately 24 organisations are funded to provide Commonwealth Home Support Programme, CHSP, services within the South East Metropolitan Aged Care Planning Region. The Commonwealth Government provides grant funding to CHSP providers that is designed to cover only the cost of the service delivery. Unspent grant funding is therefore required to be returned to the Commonwealth. Historically, the city's community services section has operated in a cost-neutral manner. As a result of the Nation Aged and Disability Care Reform, a more competitive market for the delivery of aged and disability services has been established. This is resulting in residents having a wider range of service providers available to them. These specialist providers are able to offer quality services across the continuum of aged care and disability care. As a result of increasing competition in the aged care sector, there are currently in excess of 50 service providers operating in the home care package market within the City of Belmont catchment area. These specialist aged care providers often work across the continuum, i.e. entry-level CHSP services, home care packages and residential care. They are more innovative and agile in adapting their business models and service provision to what is a rapidly changing and growing sector, are better positioned to market and promote their service, and can achieve better economies of scale.
Next question. Mr. Christie was quoted in the latest edition of the Southern Gazette regarding the cost of legal fees. Bragg has written to the councillors previously about the cost of legal fees, including that of the Saldana case. Bragg wrote to Mr. Christie on the 4th of February regarding the 2 days associated costs with the Hardy Road development. He has not bothered to get back to us. The first of the 3 days cost on the 5th of October 2019 was $2,824. If the other 2 days were similar, it was a costly given how much time was involved. The expert officers do the preparation for most of it and then just hand it to the lawyers. My question, are you, Mr. Mayor, willing to put forward a motion asking that the CEO investigate the cost factors, potential savings, as well as the advantages and disadvantages of the city employing a lawyer on staff instead of using firms like McLeod's, which would appear to charge considerably more? A staff lawyer would be available during working hours all week, which may well benefit various areas as well as save money, which could perhaps be spent on security for residents.
The mayor's answer was no.